Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is January the 13th, 2024. And we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 8. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Amen. Thank you. Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to mark this day as a day of remembrance. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives and in the lives of others. And we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of our sins, our iniquities, and our transgressions. And Father, we choose to forgive those who have caused iniquity, transgression, and sin against us and our family. We thank you, Father, that you're teaching us how to do this so that we can be like you, so that we can understand you better. I want to thank you, Father, for that, for giving us the opportunity to understand the kindness, the generosity, the long-suffering that you possess, that you desire for us to understand and to implement in our own lives. Thank you for that. Thank you for this broadcast, and I just allow you to begin to speak to us and your precious name. Amen. Well, Evangelist Anita, there is a lesson that I learned recently that was somewhat difficult at first, but it began to make more sense to me as I began to understand our Heavenly Father more. Because I would attribute myself as a person of righteousness. In other words, that which is right is that which I seek after. And in the moment of me having a situation in my life began to happen to me was so unexpected. Because in, you know, trying to get certain things done to the remodeling of my house, I've had to go through a lot of subcontractors. And in the process of going through those subcontractors, there was one incident, one situation, where our Heavenly Father really began to want to teach me something that, to be honest, I already thought I understood it from a biblical perspective. And in the heat of a situation where I had someone talk me into picking up material instead of paying the delivery charge, the lack of communication, to be honest with you. And the individual held my material and never presented it to me. He never brought it to the job site. And instantly, the righteous part of me said, take him to small claims court and be done with it. And as I began to look at that as a viable, well, not as a viable option, I was looking at it as the only option. The Lord began to speak to me And it was interesting because I did not, because it was understood that I was done wrong and I need to vindicate what was wrong. Well, in the process of that, the Lord began to speak to me. And I'm listening to him, and I'm listening to him in total astonishment, total bewilderment, because I'm like, this is a very cut and dry situation. There, it doesn't need to be any ambiguity. I was done wrong. And this person has prolonged my ability to fulfill what I'm trying to do, own property. Why are we, you and I, having a discussion about the action that I need to be doing? Because I was the one that was hurt here. I was the one that was mistreated. I was the one that was not respected. What is it that I don't understand that you are trying to convey to me? Because I don't get it. I don't get why, when I say get it, what I mean, Father, is I don't get why we're having a conversation. And the conversation that we had was pertaining to him teaching me about kindness. And I understand the definition of kindness. I understand the biblical understanding of kindness. But when or where does kindness have any voice over righteousness? Because what he was referring to me and telling me was that I needed to be kind to this individual, even though it was obvious what the individual had done to me. He was not negating. In our conversation, he did not negate the right and the wrong. He saw it for what it was. But what he began to do in me is he began to say and show me a deeper honest at that moment in time. I did not care about the deeper aspect until he began to show me more. And as he began to show me more, I began to relent. I began to submit, began to ask for forgiveness for a harsh reaction to something that was done. Because he began to show me certain aspects of what would happen. It's like I was, in a sense, watching a movie play out. And it was playing out based upon what I played out. I began to realize that what I was about to do would have the ability to destroy and alter this person's life, scar this person forever. That in the course of trying to find justice, that based upon our system of law, not only would I be right based upon the individual's lack of having all of their credentials in the manner in which they should. This person could not only be charged, but literally deported with a new wife, a life trying to get itself together from a Christian perspective. And when the Lord showed me that, I have to admit, I was like, but what about me? What about the cost he is causing me? Because not only do I not have my material, but now I have to go and purchase more and go with a different subcontractor, which turned out to be a tremendous blessing. But I didn't see the blessing at the time. What I saw was all of the expense. What I saw was that someone was trying to hurt and take advantage of me. So as I was speaking to the Lord and as he was dialoguing with me, I chose to do it his way. And I went and I repurchased the material, had it delivered. And I went with the different subs, which was a tremendous blessing and has been a tremendous blessing. But within my heart of hearts, just to be totally transparent, I was still hurting inside because of being taken advantage of, in my opinion, and not being respected in the process of certain types of dialogues with the other self. Things didn't get better, it got worse, to the point where I felt I needed to stop dialoguing, because it's going to make me recant what I had covenanted with God pertaining to not pursuing the law, pertaining to the situation. And gave kindness. The father began to do his work. Now, I'm not saying that this is an every situation circumstance. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying when you know that it's the Lord speaking to you, when you know that he's talking to you, and he's referring to a decision that you're about to make, and he himself speaks about the kindness that needs to be contributed. One of the things that helped me to understand was that kindness that he was expecting me to give individual that did not deserve the kindness. Let there be no mistake. He did not deserve the kindness. But the Lord prompted me, beseeched me, overwhelmed me, to be honest, with the reason for the kindness that needed to be attributed to this person. So I did. And in doing so, because I was being led by Yah. Now that's the key. That's the key. I was being led by Yah to do this, to not prosecute, and to just let it lay. In that process, the Father began to give me even more kindness that I needed. And months later, that particular subcontractor reached out to me. Now, I was still livid. Don't get me wrong. I was very livid. Okay. But reached out to me and said, you know, do you want me, or not do you want me, but basically said, I will come by and drop off the material. Well, it's already past too late because I had to get even more material and I had to pay for another subcontractor, who I thank God for, but I had to pay them to do what this person was supposed to do. As we had that discussion by way of text, it was understood by way of text that the subcontractor that I had a problem with was going to take the material and turn it back in to the building contract. Didn't happen for months. And the Father was working on me, not just to forgive. That's one thing here. But he was working on me to allow him, to allow the Father to intervene and to deal with that person's heart, with me not knowing if there would ever be any resolution. And so as I began to walk my walk of forgiveness, the Father met me, because I realized I couldn't do it of myself. I couldn't do it on my own, because it was too disrespectful and too wrongfully done. But as he began to heal me, as he began to hear me, because I would speak to God about it quite often. I didn't speak to my wife or anyone else to the degree that it was hurting me. But I would speak to him. So when the person did a 360 or 180, actually, a 180, and said, I'm going to give you the material, I was in disbelief. It was when the Lord allowed me to be righteous. It's not that he stopped me from being righteous at all. It was him teaching me that kindness has its place. And when the Father leads me to be kind, even though righteousness says something else, it is important in that moment to be kind, knowing that God's righteousness will still prevail. It didn't go away. So God had me be righteous with the person. Because after months and months, the person reached out, which had to be God's kindness, because God was dealing with him. And then he said, hey, I'm going to give you your material. Well, the righteousness part of me spoke up at that point. I had the liberty of the Lord to do it. And I let the person know we had already, a month ago, already agreed that you were going to take that material back to the building supply so that they can reimburse my card for the expense. And the righteous part of it was me saying, if you don't do that, then I will consider the material, and that's all I had to say. Because the individual understood that I would go to the legal authorities and let them deal with them. And the fact that I knew where he lived and all of that would all play into that whole scenario. Well, it didn't take long, less than a day, that the person turned every piece of material unscathed, untouched, unused, which, to be honest, was a miracle to me. Because in my mind, I'm thinking all of these things pertaining to what this subcontractor did to that material and how he made more money when in actuality he never touched it or damaged it through those months, which is, to me, a miracle. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because in Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, Daniel speaks to Nebuchadnezzar, and he gives him a truth, a very similar truth, that the Father God was giving me, not only about righteousness, but about kindness, about redemption, standing that it's more about my relationship than it is about that subcontractor's relationship. It's more about whether I will hear and adhere to the policies of God throughout my circumstances than trying to lay down versus wrong. Right and wrong are important. They're still a part of the foundation of God. But that kindness that God was trying to show releases redemption in me when I need it. When I am looking for him to resolve my issues, Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, if you'll read that for us, Evangelist Anita, both in the ESV and in the Amplified.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to start with the ESV version first. And that's, again, Daniel chapter 4, verse 27. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to break off your sins by practicing righteousness and your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, that there may perhaps be a lengthening of your prosperity. The Amplified reads, therefore, O king, let my advice to you be considered and found acceptable, breaking away now from your sins and exhibit your repentance by doing what is right and from your wickedness by showing mercy to the poor. so that if you repent, there may possibly be a continuance of your prosperity and tranquility and a healing of your era. Rabbi John?
The word iniquity, Evangelist Tanita, means I did something that I knew was wrong, but I didn't care.
Yep.
Okay. So what this was teaching me with this young subcontractor is that the Father was trying to share with me that there are times, even in walking in righteousness, when the Father gives us the opportunity to be forgiven of our iniquity. And the key to that is what you just read, and that is by showing kindness to the poor. Too often we're thinking that that's a person that has no money and that is needy and that has no ability to help themselves. Now, although that is true, it also is true in this particular case. Person is doing wrong and doesn't see it to be able to help themselves, because the young person did not see that they were wrong in holding my material. Now, their reason for holding my material was they wanted me to do something that I didn't feel was right before the Lord to do. Point is, the Father stepped in, which I thank him so much for doing. He stepped in, and in rectifying the problem, he also helped me see, according to this verse, how when I asked him to forgive me of my sin and my iniquity and my transgression, that iniquity is tied to my ability to be kind to others who really don't deserve it. I'm going to say that again. My forgiveness of my iniquity, my willful sins, are connected to my kindness. And it's not kindness because I want to do it. It's not kindness whenever I want to do it. It's kindness when God says to do it. So it's important for me to understand, to be so adherent to him and my relationship with him, that when he does tell me, no, you be kind, then I understand immediately. That means he's getting ready to forgive me of my willful sin. So it promotes an attitude of me wanting to be kind so that I may be forgiven of my iniquities that hold me bound and hold me in contempt with him. I so pray that everyone that is hearing this gets this concept, because this is the concept that Nebuchadnezzar missed, that he did not find out the easy way by being submitted to the Father. He found out the hard way by the 7 years of going in the wilderness as an animal. We don't have to be submitted to the hardships that he was submitted to understand that the iniquities and the freedom of those iniquities against us is so tied to the kindness that we are to be prepared to exhibit when the Father prompts us to do so. And understand that that kindness never negates the righteous way in which things should be done. Well, Father God, right now in the name of Yeshua, I just thank you for that revelation. I thank you for how important that is to our iniquity. I thank you how important it is to our relationship. I thank you that these are the types of things that you shared with Enoch when you walked with him and communicated with him, that you gave him an understanding of yourself so that he could act in the behalf of you here on earth when you had him down here. Continue to show us the attributes and the characteristics of yourself, because we, to a time, to where we will be with you for eternity, and we need to know how to serve you. We need to know how to care for you and love you. We need to understand you. In your precious name, I just give you praise and glory. In Yehoshua's name we pray.